Charles Fillmore said a really interesting thing. He said that your level of prosperity and happiness is directly related to the quality of thoughts that you hold towards other people. And so if we're really free, that we will have the capacity and the awareness and willing to try and be better, you know, at holding positive thoughts towards other people. Because it's an important thing. When you send love, when you send peace, it first of all begins to center and calm us and give us peace. But then it creates an energy because of the law of cause and effect, an energy between us and whoever that person is. And it makes a path begin to open up for healing to take place within each or sometimes right in the relationship itself. George Bernard Shaw said, "Most people say they want to be free, but they don't really want to be free. They prefer to moan, blame, whine, and complain, because freedom means responsibility. And that is what most people dread." How many people have ever enjoyed blaming, moaning, or complaining about what someone else did? We love to say, okay, it's that person's fault. You know, if it wasn't for so-and-so, I would be doing better in my life. If it wasn't for so-and-so and what they did or what they said or didn't do. When we're blaming other people for our lack of happiness, success, wealth, whatever it is, what we're doing is giving them our power. We're saying, they have my power. I can't be happy because of them. It's putting all the power on them. And so responsibility is not a burden. It's actually it's about empowering us. It's taking back our own power. That no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, that we are in charge of our own peace and happiness. We are spiritually free and we have a choice, and it's important for us to not go back to blaming or coming up with excuses or pointing fingers. That we have the responsibility. We have the power to change our lives. We have the power to make new choices. Responsibility is not a burden that's heaped up on us. Responsibility is exactly the opposite. Responsibility is your way to free yourself from those burdens. Responsibility is the way for you to take control. Accept your responsibility, live it, use it, and allow it to shape your life with true joy and fulfillment. Hear these words again from Galatians. It says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." And so what this is saying is, like, we're free, but don't use your freedom just on yourself. Use your freedom to help others. Use your freedom to encourage, to uplift, to support other people. If you're truly free, you'll realize that we aren't in this world just for ourselves. That every one of us has a responsibility and a role to play in helping others, helping one another. That's the greatest commandment, to love one another. And so it's encouraging us to say, to serve to others, give others, pray for others, you know, encourage others, support others, help others in all ways in our lives. If we want to feel liberated, if we want to know the fullness of life, that it must include, you know, being good and sharing and helping others, giving and serving to others. Stephen Covey says the best way to live our lives in dealing with other people is what he calls win-win. That in every situation, that it should bring some mutual benefits, some mutual solutions, and to be able to satisfy both, not having one person feeling gypped or taken, but to put in our practice and in our dealings a mindset that believes in win-win, not win-lose. More and more studies are being done on the power of cooperation, and it says that we will get further in our lives through cooperation than through competition. It is just the truth, but it's not how we were raised. It is always, we're number one. Go and, you know, be the best. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it, in all areas of our lives, that's not going to get a big win in the ultimate. It is to help serve and support us. The more we are able to free ourselves in serving and being kind to others, we free ourselves from loneliness. We free ourselves from lack. We free ourselves from jealousy. We free ourselves from the us against them type of mentality. You know, there's something amazing and powerful of when we begin to give and serve. I know many of you give and serve now, and it adds an element of joy and positivity into all areas of our lives. You know, we are here to be in relationship with each other. I read another study the other day, and it said that we often think that we'll live longer because of our close and intimate relationships, and that is true. But there's something they also that they found is those little touches with people, like the doorman or the person that makes your, the barista that makes your coffee, all those little interactions collectively have as much influence than the intimate relations. Just touching people. Just say, hey, nice to see you. Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for opening that door for me. Great cup of coffee. Whatever it is, that the more that we do that, it actually uplifts all of us. It creates a connection between us. And why? Because we know we're one, and we know we are here to love one another. And so that's a powerful and important thing for us to do.